Welcome to NaNoWriMo Every Month. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 20 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and other things, and I am your guide on this journey to use NaNoWriMo to level up to professional output levels. Welcome to Day 25. We're closing in on the end now, and if you're anything like me, you've got a lot of story threads laying around, a lot of pieces of hints of things that you set up unintentionally early on that now all of a sudden need to come together so that you can wrap things up in your climax. Bringing the threads together, learning how to do that every time, that's one of the more difficult skills you learn as a writer. If you're having trouble with it, there's a few different ways you can approach it. If you're not having trouble with it, please trust me, skip this episode. If you're not having trouble with it, you already have something that works, and everything I say will screw you up. Are they gone? Okay. Now that they're out of the room, we can talk about this. You're having trouble with bringing the threads together. There's a few different techniques you can use to overcome this problem. The first reason that you may be having trouble bringing the threads together is because you don't know what they are. You're running through with your main character. You know what the main thread is, because that's the one you've been living in. But as you try to bring stuff together and go into the climax, you're finding it unsatisfying. Something's not working for you. Your subconscious is telling you, stop! Something's wrong here! That's probably because your subconscious knows that there are other story threads that you're not including, but your conscious mind has no idea what those are, and your subconscious mind may know that they exist, but it can't really remember what they are. If that's the case, what you need to do is stop, go back, however many pages you need to, even to the beginning, and read through, load it all back into your memory. And if you've got kind of a short-term memory or you have trouble holding on to a lot of details at once, you don't want to be consciously, critically thinking through, oh, is that a threat? No. Oh. What you want to be doing is going through, and as things surprise you, as you're like, oh, wow, that's really going to bear on the end. You want to hold on to those kinds of things so that at the end you can write just with an awareness of them. Because you're not going to construct an ending to close everything off. That's a screenwriting technique that's something that you do in screenwriting. It doesn't really work in novel writing because of the way people write novels. Screenwriting is a much more formal process, and that's one of the reasons it pays a lot more, because you have to be trained in a whole other set of techniques in order to write in a formal way and still have it be punchy and creative and gorgeous. Novel writing is less formal. Let's take advantage of that. Don't get the critical parts of your mind involved in this decision. We've got to get it all out of the subconscious. So, as you read through and run across things and you're like, oh, that'll have something to do with the ending? That's amazing. I want to know how that ends up. Make a note to yourself and keep going. When you get all the way to the end, throw the notes away. No, seriously, throw the notes away. Don't delete them, but put them off to the side. Only look at them if you continue to be completely stuck. The reason you're actually making the notes is that the act of making the notes will help them stick in your subconscious mind. So you're going through, you're making the notes, and I mean actually write it out or type it out. I don't mean just make a mental note. You're going through, you're making the notes, you get to the end, now you've got all the threads loaded into your subconscious, and you can start to write again. Now, as you start writing, you may discover that something's still not working, and you realize that, oh, the character I need here, there's a step they didn't go through that they need to go through, so I've got to go back and pop in a chapter earlier. Do that. Leave where you are, go back to where it should pop in, add in that chapter for foundation, then pop right back and keep going. You want to stay hot. You want to stay in that position where you're working straight from your subconscious. And what you want to eventually do is you want to bring those threads together and weave them into a rope, because that rope is going to support the climax and the resolution of your story. Now, if you didn't listen to me, if you've gone ahead and listened to this episode anyway, even though you don't have problems with this, and I told you to go away, please, go right now, get a bottle of something very alcoholic, and drink enough of it that you're having trouble speaking, and then watch a movie. That way, it will wipe out from your consciousness this technique that could completely screw up the way you already do things. The way you do things is fine. Do not let me screw that up. This is only for people who are having trouble. Now that's technique number one. Technique number two is to make the notes as you're writing. It's a little late in the game to introduce it for this book, I understand that. But for the next book, if you had trouble bringing the threads together on this book, as you go through and you write things out, or you're cycling back through and you're reading things and you find things that might work or that might be important later, just make a little note. The act of making the note will help it stick. Make a little note. Don't go back and look at the notes. Just make the notes. And do basically the same thing, but do it as you're writing. That'll help your subconscious have little lighthouses to navigate by if it gets lost. And really, those are the only two good techniques that don't involve some serious problem-solving level stuff with deliberation. And that's why I'm not going to go into those, because at that point you're writing from your cerebral cortex, and that takes a whole different kind of skill set and discipline to do that really, really well. And it's one that takes years and years to learn, and even so, it's very hard to get the kind of results out of that than you do if you're working from your subconscious. So, use these techniques if you're really stuck, ignore them if you're not, bring those threads together, and I'll see you tomorrow. NaNoWriMo Every Month is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at NaNoWriMoEveryMonth.com and leave a tip in the tip jar to support this podcast. NaNoWriMo Every Month is copyright 2015 by J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions and released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License.